When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm James D'Amato, your host and game master. Heroes, this week we are continuing our adventure with Heartbeats. Get ready for more pulse-pounding medical drama. And since we have no announcements, let's get to the show. I think then we're ready to pick back up with Snazzy's story.
Oh, yeah. So I think I will. I'll meet with my dad, my patient.
Yes.
BJJJ.
Bobby Triple J.
Bobby Triple J.
I don't say BJ. It's not a gay thing.
BJ's.
So I think you'll be... Well, I need to sort of tell you that I want to do this surgery, so maybe I'll have you in my office, which is still extremely well lit and the window is still open. And I like sort of come in and I'm all frustrated because I don't want to talk to you, but I have to talk to you because I have to change your heart. And I put down all my stuff. It's like, oh, sorry to make you wait, Dad. I guess I was just busy on Grindr or whatever.
Snazzleton, do you have to talk to me about your grinding and your colluding with others?
Maybe I do. Maybe that's all I've ever wanted to talk to you about, is all of my colluding, Dad, Papa.
You talk to me about balls, about the balls that I don't care about, Snazzleton.
You always just wanted me to be a basketball player, but instead I became the best heart surgeon in the Midwest, which is where we currently are.
You may be the best, but again, you know that whole colluding thing?
Well, that's just what I want to talk to you about, Father. I have done some very good research here, and I think I might be able to change your heart.
What? What does that mean?
It means I'm going to take out your heart, and I'm going to replace it with a kinder heart.
Whose heart? This heart is made of meat and gasoline.
The heart I replace it with will be mostly meat-based.
Well, that's a plus. What about the gasoline?
Instead of gasoline, there'll just be a little bit of rosé.
Rosé? That's not even a real... alcoholic drink like cider.
Father, this is our one chance to have a good relationship. Isn't that what you want?
No, I came in to see if I could borrow your old DVD of Titanic.
I'll give you that DVD of Titanic, but you have to let me perform open heart surgery on you.
Is there anything else I can do for this damn DVD?
I'm sorry, Father. There's no other way.
And I think the camera pans over to that picture that says you were never good enough. Mm-hmm. Back to Bobby Triple J, and he's just tapping his boot on the floor. And he thinks to himself, you just hear him in his head,
oh, you know, I really need that DVD. It'll finish my DVD collection because that's what straight hetero men have in their dirty apartments.
And it pans over to his apartment, and there's this one slot where the collector's edition of Titanic should be.
Yeah, if you've ever seen, I think it's like called Male Living Spaces, that blog, where it's just like, it's a really stark place that has like a concrete chair and like a box where a flat screen TV is on top of that, and just like a shelf of DVDs. That's the whole apartment.
Yeah.
Did we draw a card to know how this scene ends?
We didn't, no.
So I did draw the card, and I have it here. It is However, so that's a club, so this goes poorly.
I think we could let the father like set some terms. Like, I'll agree to this heart surgery if.
Yeah. I think Bobby leans in, puts his hand right on his chin, and says,
"Very heterosexual way."
Very heterosexually. Now, Snazzleton, you know how much my DVD collection means to me. Way more important than you and Jazzleton. But the only way I will let you do this is if you give me 3 different hearts that I can choose from. And one of them cannot have rosé in it.
3 different hearts on a Wednesday, Father.
I don't care about you Wednesdays. Wednesday is known as Hump Day, and that seems pretty queer to me. And he just looks out the window.
All right. I'll get your hearts, if that'll make you love me.
And under Bobby's breath, oh, that's gonna be tough.
Perfect. I love that this fucking butch-ass homophobe named... his kids, Snazzleton and Jazzleton.
And by the way, you know that DVD collection he needs to complete is just Kate Winslet movies. My dad is in the closet.
I think we know where those jeans came from.
Oh my god. I feel like I've completely lost my mind, and I love it. Anyway. There's the Emmy. That's where the Emmy comes from, is that scene right there.
All right, where are we popping to next?
Will we be back up at the top with me?
Yeah, we could stay in order, or we could popcorn like everybody. We just need to make sure everybody gets to go every 4 slots, but we can have fun with the order depending on what we want to do.
James, who's your patient?
Yeah, we did the hypochondriac. We didn't name the hypochondriac who. I don't know that they're going to live through this. So,
no, who was the patient that you were playing?
Oh, yeah, the patient. I was playing a hand model. Yes. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. A lover.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the former lover, the hand model. Ooh.
Yeah, let's do that.
So Dr. Jazzy, the scene starts with Dr. Jazzy just walking down the hallway with 6-inch stilettos still on Instagram Live, and closes off again. All right, followers, you know the dealio. Leave a comment, a heart, and maybe your favorite emoji to see what type of animal I can work into my next plastic surgery. Ends the Instagram Live, and in the distance sees Dr. Snazzy's former lover at the reception desk.
I think he is wearing... he's wearing a red dress, like it's got sequins on it. This is a femboy fatale.
Yes.
Like, yes. It's a little bit sepia toned and soft focus as he turns around. His lipstick is you know the same bright crimson as the dress. He's got these pearl earrings and like a very dramatic haircut. He turns and locks eyes, and like the light catches his eyes. They are sparkling and dewy under his naturally fabulous eyelashes. We can see that his hand is like wrapped in a cast, and he turns and looks at Jazzy and goes, "Snazzy?"
And at this moment, it freeze frames like slow motion as the locking eyes, and you just kind of see the surprised look on Dr. Jazzy's face. And at this moment, it kind of goes into a little flashback, kind of shows that Jazzy has always had a thing for Snazzy's bow, way back when they were in medical college or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it zooms right back in, and then you never see Jazzy get flustered, but Jazzy just turns almost the same bright red as this dress. And Jazzy goes, "Yes, it's me, Snazzy, that doesn't know what Instagram is."
You haven't changed at all.
Neither have you.
I'm sorry. I was a fool to come here. I should go.
No, no. What's wrong? Did you know that my following here... knows that I work here. What's wrong with your hand? And like reaches down and like sensually holds
it up. I don't want you to see it. I'm hideous.
No, you could never be.
You know my hands. You know how they've always been pristine. I don't know what to do. The other day, and we cut back to a flashback, and it is stark black and white. We're in a small apartment, and light is coming in through Venetian blinds. Those stripes just pouring over this femboy's face. I was making macaroni and cheese. And the stove, like there's a big close-up of fire burning on the stove. It was so hot, the water. And there's a close-up of this water boiling. And the mac, it was so slippery. And then like there's just a cut to the floor where we can see like a body kind of sprawled out, macaroni and cheese spilled across the floor. It all happened so fast. And I burned my finger. And I'm afraid I'll never work again. But I remembered. You're a doctor. And your brother, that man became a brilliant plastic surgeon, and he's the only one who can help me.
We actually, we're actually both girls now.
Oh.
And, and yeah, they're usually done doing that type of Instagram thing.
Wait, is it still Jazzy and Snazzy?
Yes.
I guess those are unisex. Okay, yeah, sure.
A lot has changed, but I'm still me.
The last time I knew you, you worked on hearts, and I have to say you did a number on mine.
Well, there's been a few changes, and I'm the actual plastic surgeon now. And then grabs his hand and, like, power walks him down into his office and, like, is, like, frantically looking, making sure Jazzy's not looking around.
Yeah, I think once you get your patient in your office, I poke my head out of mine and be like, what are you doing? Are you busy right now?
Yeah, I, Instagram, and this slams the door.
Instagram! Doing Instagram stuff.
Oh my god.
I guess I don't understand that, so
I'll just move on.
And I think the scene ends with Jazzy holding this wrapped hand and they're gazing into each other's eyes and saying, I will do everything in my power to make sure that these hands will be used again.
I can't thank you enough. I've been struggling without my beautiful, perfectly symmetrical hands. I haven't been able to work. And I've gotten into some trouble. I owe money. I owe money to a lot of dangerous people. Desperate people. Frightening people. I'm afraid the only thing that's going to be able to restore my beautiful hands is touch from someone who truly knows me.
At this point, Jazzy kind of sits up a little bit straighter and looks deeper, 2 inches away, and says, I know you, and you will get to know me even better.
Perfect place to cut.
I am deeply invested in that storyline.
Yes.
Oh my god.
If nobody minds, I would love to do a scene with Huckamule, and I would actually like Huckamule to have this scene with Jazzy.
Bum bum bum. Let's do it.
Before we get started, I do want to know how it ends up. Give me a card, JV.
All right, that would be, that's a spade.
Spade, so this will go poorly for me. That's perfect.
I do love that as a sentence.
What is an inconvenient time for me to go find Jazzy? Where would Jazzy want to be left alone?
Probably like right before dusk, when there's like a sunset going on and it's prime posting time for Instagram. She's just ready to, you know, blitz the page, get on the TikToks, make sure that all the posts go up at that time.
I think like you are poised at the computer, and then the hand of Dr. Huckamule Kid Cutter slams down the laptop, and we pan up. Well, well, well.
What is your grimy hands doing on my brand new 2025 MacBook?
Well, I could ask the same question of you. If we happen to be in a situation where your grimy hands were touching my MacBook.
Do you see these hands? And it's just like a gremlin hand. These are...
Do you see these hands? They used to perform surgeries. But now all they can do is push numbers around.
Used to.
I've got news for you, Dr. Jazzy Finkers. Your number is up. I saw the request that you put into the system today for a skin graft, an emergency skin graft, model level skin.
Yeah, do you not have anything better to do? It's 5:32. Do you not see this beautiful lighting? What are you?
Look, I have every right to approve you only to use dolphin skin.
I was going to use dolphin skin anyways, from the tail.
Oh, well, then, I don't know, like, porcupine skin, whatever skin you don't want. I'll only approve you for that. However, if you want to make a deal, I could do this for you, approve you for the type of skin that you want, and you could do a favor for me, former Dr. Huckamule.
Last time we exchanged favors, first off, it was the lowest engaged post. Secondly, you got bullied off the internet. Thirdly...
Yeah, I've been canceled. Just, you kill a few kids and you get canceled. That's America today, because everybody's too uptight. Can't deal with somebody performing negligent surgeries on innocent children and having those surgeries result in the death of those children. This cancel culture has gone too far. That's neither here nor there, though.
It's literally here in my face. What do you... What kind of deal? Just give me my dolphin skin. It's important.
I've got a patient who is looking for medical treatment. Now...
As one does in a hospital.
For sure, but I don't work in a hospital. I work in an insurance company. And we hate providing medical treatment. But it's thirst. Could be terminal thirst.
Did you try to show it a picture of Dr. Snazzy?
We've tried Instagram, or at least suggested it. I think the situation calls for...
Water?
An exploratory surgery. My favorite way to diagnose problems... It's still what I maintain is the safest way to really know what's going on with a person. But of course, I'm not allowed to perform exploratory surgeries anymore because I've had my medical license revoked. But you're a surgeon. A surgeon so good, you took my license away from me.
Are you still harping over getting owned online?
Yes, I hate being owned. It's because you're too chicken to engage me in the marketplace of ideas and debate me by terms that I dictated.
Who needs all this when you have 3.2 million followers?
Followed or not, you need dolphin skin. And the only way you're going to get it is if you pop open this person and just root around in there until we know what's wrong.
At this point, the door is gonna, like, break open. and Dr. Snazzy walks in, covered in blood, holding two hearts.
Oh, it's so beautiful!
It's you again. Are you bothering my twin, you gremlin?
Snazzy, hold it, hold it, hold it. Everybody just hold it there. And Jazzy gets down onto one knee and, like, looks up at Snazzy and is like, gosh, this is a great shot with just, like, the two hearts. Okay, go on, go on. I got the shot.
You listen to me, you child killer. I'll perform your exploratory surgery. But I get the heart.
Oh my god.
Well, it's a risk. There's a very low chance that a patient without a heart will need additional medical treatment.
You forget how good I am, former doctor.
All right, I'll take your deal. You perform the exploratory surgery. And if the patient dies, the insurance company doesn't have any more burden because the patient is no longer in the picture. And if the patient survives, I guess we're back to square one. I'm really kind of hoping for a death on this one.
One more thing. Dr. Jazzy gets the dolphin skin. Or whatever you two were talking about.
Fine, I'll honor the terms of that deal.
But I need the dolphin skin, like, yesterday? So could you just, like, I don't know, leave it in, like, a cooler or something by the door?
Kid Cutter opens his... He wears a doctor's jacket, like one of those white coats, even though he is just an insurance adjuster. He reaches into a pocket and pulls out a mini dolphin and puts it on the table. There you are.
Oh, it's alive in my imagination and it's making holes.
It won't be for much longer.
Famously, it is out of water. It won't live.
You got lucky fingers. But remember, your sibling won't always be here to protect you. And one day, when they're not there, I'll be there. Also, you're going to want to keep that thing wet.
And as Kid Cutter, like, stomps off, the camera pans on to Jazzy kind of just holding a cell phone. And Jazzy has that whole interaction videotaped with the ultimatums and everything. And it just fades to black.
Perfect.
You just see the recording light just blinking.
Perfect.
This is the best show on television. I just need for everybody to know that. Anyway.
I feel like I want to do this surgery. I feel like I need to do surgery on the hypochondriac.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm very ready.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I think a lot of my thing hinges on whether or not I get that third art.
So, I shall reveal this one now.
Yeah.
Fortunately, that's a diamond.
Oh, it goes well! It goes well.
Thankfully, that's a diamond. Oh, God.
So it's got to be an operating theater, right?
Right, right. You all can be there as my assistants. There's no anesthetic, so I'm just doing all of this. Yeah, I'm so fucking good.
We couldn't approve it. couldn't find it in the budget.
There's no need for an anesthetic. This will be fine.
Doctor, like one of the attending nurses, are you sure this is your third heart removal in 48 hours? The first two patients survived completely fine without having hearts, but are you sure you're going to be able to pull that off a third time?
I invented the heart reduction surgery. I don't need you to question my moves. I just need you to hand me a scalpel.
Yes, doctor.
Wait, Snazzy, could you say that again, but a little bit louder?
I just need you to hand me a scalpel. Why am I repeating myself?
No, sorry, that was a little too aggressive. Something in between.
Oh, Jazzy, there's no time for this.
There's always time. Come on, I need likes. Come on.
I just need you to hand me the scalpel.
if I hand you the scalpel, can you say it like mid-tone for me?
Okay. I just need you to hand me the scalpel.
Oh, perfect. And then hands down with the scalpel.
All right, patient, what's your name?
My name is Marcia.
All right, Marcia. I'm just going to...
From outside the operating theater.
We don't need to waste our time on details. Cut them open. Cut them open.
We can see Kid Cutter's face is pressed up against the glass. His eyes are wide and wild, and his nose is like smushed flat against the glass, and it's just fogging up as he shouts commands.
I feel like this is a good moment for the one sort of bit of product placement that sort of exists in the show. And it's going to be what's going in place of the heart. And in this case, it is a can of Red Bull.
Red Bull might give you wings, but it might also power a heart. All right, Marcia. Don't worry. You're in good hands.
Are we in Allstate?
Okay, you saying you're in good hands, like, that signals to me that there is a sexy saxophone surgery montage.
Yeah, I'm kind of, like, honestly, like I'm, like, holding Marcia's head, and I'm, like, caressing her hair. And I lean in for a kiss. Don't worry, this is more effective than anesthesia. May I? I like,
oh my god,
passionately kiss Marcia, and as I do, I make the incision down the body.
yeah it's just a surgery shot like a sex scene.
Exactly.
Every single bit of that is wonderful. Thank you. Yes.
See, like Marcia tossing her hair. Yeah.
There's blood everywhere. When we get done, I'm just like holding Marcia's beating heart. We cut and we see like a Red Bull can inside of her chest cavity.
I've never felt better.
All right, attending, you can close. I have a father to fix.
Holy fucking shit, what did I just watch?
I walk away and I'm like no longer wearing pants.
Yeah. I guess I'll blow out all these candles that got set
out. Son, what you've just seen is all of my problems being solved, and for some reason Marcia is a completely different person. Just fully like just
damn it, they lived! No!
It's okay, don't worry. I'll give y'all a 5-star Yelp review. I feel phenomenal. I've never been so good in my life.
No, we hate it! We hate it when patients approve of our services! We hate that, actually!
Just banging on the window, slamming his face into it. We hate that!
Marsh is absolutely smoking a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an e-cigarette at the very least.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Oh my god.
Horrifying. I love it.
I want to cut to the highly experimental procedure for sudden baby growth and delivery and then brain transplant.
Mm-hmm.
All at once. Oh boy. Okay. I drew for the thing, and it is a diamond.
Wow. That's good. We're getting lucky with these.
Nice.
Oh, God. Ooh, Lord. Solid. So nobody dies. Great. This is lovely. Okay. So just to walk you through what's gonna be happening with the procedure. Well, basically, we're going to make a couple incisions, and then we're going to make an incision in your head, and we're going to make an incision in the baby's head, and we're going to just swap these two brains real quick. You'll get your memories back. It'll be wonderful.
Where am I?
All the more reason to do this procedure.
I thought I was going to a theater.
You are in a theater of sorts. You are in the operating theater.
Oh.
This is where we perform daring feats of science.
At this point, Dr. Jazzy, like, stumbles in, like, breathing heavy. Oh, wait. I need to get this documented. Dr. Daredevil, have you done the darest of devilish things yet?
The darest of devilish things? I don't believe we have yet.
Perfect. Okay. Carry on. I'm just going to set up some lights and does the Instagram lighting around. Yeah.
Oh, God, it is so... so bright. Okay, well. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. So,
oh, she's a natural.
So, we're going to be performing this lovely, daring surgery today. As you all remember, you can find me on my own Instagram. I'm aware that this is not my current Instagram.
Yeah, we don't.
Okay, fine. We'll leave it off. But I'm Dr. Daredevil. Y'all know where to find me. I know you do. So...
I don't know where people can find me. I don't even know where I am right now.
We will sort you out right and good, honey. I think to make this even more reckless, there are no gloves. And I'm doing this with the wrong pair of sunglasses on. Do y'all remember in... the early 2010s, where there were those sunglasses that just had the bars in front of them.
Oh, the Kanye West, yeah.
Yeah, the grill. God, those were so, sunglasses, yeah.
Those were the worst things on the planet. So it's one of those. It's a pair of those. So visibility, limited. And on top of that, there is a there's a timer going off in the background. It's real ominous. We do not know what it's attached to. Attached to something in this operating room. Heavily implied that if I don't do this and also defuse a bomb, that this entire institution and most likely half of the Midwest will simply be gone. So, reckless and wild, we are doing it. So there are several incisions made that... like, they're real close-up. They're the kind of close-ups that they do in these shows where, like, because it's so close-up, it weirdly looks less bad that they're, like, cutting into what's supposed to represent a human. So it's like, it's that level of close. So, like, so they're real close to it. And the scalpel just opening things up at a certain point. Just cuts to my face, looking cute, cool as a cucumber. This is fine. It's okay. In fact, there is an actual cucumber present.
I'm cool.
Because I've placed these cucumbers over the eyes kind of like a spa day.
That's all the anesthetic we could afford. The insurance company.
And it brings us such a nice smell. It cuts through the odor of just brain and... iron.
Dr. Jazzy puts a hand onto Dr. Daredevil out of the shot of the camera and said, "We only have 102,000 people watching. Can you amp it up a little bit?"
"I think I can." Hey, add another bomb thingy. So now there's a second bomb with a shorter timer.
Why do we have so many bombs in this hospital? I don't understand what they do.
It pans over to the iPhone screen and you just see people dropping bomb emojis in the comments.
Hey heroes, it's James, your game master, and welcome to the mid-roll. Heroes, did you know that in addition to all the podcasts I do here over at the One Shot Network, I'm also an author? I write the Ultimate RPG series for Adams Media, an imprint of Simon & Schuster. And if you like the way that I run games over here at One Shot, there are plenty of books that can help you bring some of that magic to your own games. One of my favorites is the Ultimate RPG Gameplay Guide, where I break down my style and approach to role-playing games in explanations and exercises that will help you adapt those techniques to your own style. And my latest book, The Ultimate RPG Game Master's World Building Guide, is a collection of prompts, exercises, and mini-games designed to help make the process of creating settings for role-playing games easier and more fun. And also, the series that you're listening to right now uses a game from the Ultimate Micro RPG book, a collection of 40 different two-page role-playing games from some of the most talented designers from across the industry. And you can pick that one up by going to bit.ly/ultimate-micro-RPG. All of my books are available anywhere books are sold. That includes major online retailers, major brick-and-mortar retailers, and of course your favorite indie brick-and-mortar bookstores and friendly local game stores. For indies and game stores, I recommend calling ahead because sometimes they need to special order these things for the shelves. And not only does supporting my books help me, but it also helps convince my publisher to develop more RPG titles. So if you'd like to see more games like Heartbeats in the World, head out and get yourself a copy. If you'd like to pick up a copy of the gameplay guide, all you have to do is go to bit.ly/RPG gameplay. And if you'd like a copy of the world building guide, you can head to bit.ly/ultimate-worldbuilding. And of course, you can get the Ultimate Micro RPG book at bit.ly/ultimate-micro-RPG. Before we get back to the show, I'd like to take a quick moment and thank some of our backers on Patreon. Maxwell Sakara, thank you. Jason Deeds, thank you so much. Malloy Laurabelle Madigan, thank you. Jenna Stegerwalt, thank you so much. Molly, thank you. Laura Henry, thank you so much. Foss, thank you. Somnu, thank you so much. Patrick, thank you. Robert Keith, thank you very much. The Esteemed Clank, MBA, thank you so much. Haley Emmons, thank you. Karen Reynolds, thank you very much. Safaholic, thank you. Danny Stairs, thank you very much. Jeremiah, thank you so much. Lamy Barbarian, thank you very much. Inge, thank you. Rain Wood, thank you so much. Me, thank you. And that's M-I, not M-E, so I'm not thanking myself there. Griffin Haney, thank you so much. Jen Greenwald, thank you. Emmanuel, thank you very much. And Jeremy Wallace, thank you. Thanks again to everyone who supports us on Patreon. Your support makes this show possible. Without you, we wouldn't be able to pay our performers or our talented editor, Tracy Barnett. If you like what you're hearing and you want to help make it happen, head over to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast to sign up and support us. Not only does it get you this show, but it helps make this show better and provides you with cool rewards. Now, with all of that out of the way, let's get back to the show. Why are you people watching this? This is ghoulish.
This is magnificent. This is odd.
You hear like a muffled voice coming from somewhere that says, "Hey, keep it down out there. I'm trying to finish these taxes."
Not for very long, baby.
I don't get a break for another 15 minutes. You better not come in here.
Oh my god.
That's right. I'm not just a genius baby. I'm a boss baby.
Oh my god.
A boss baby genius.
Oh my god, this is so much more serious than I thought. This is a boss baby.
I better not hear bombs ticking out there, or someone's getting fired.
I think that at that point, what is going to happen is that, I think because Red Bull came for multiple sponsored moments in this episode, because it is a heightened episode, as it were. Dr. Daredevil's just gonna suddenly chug two Red Bulls and be moving at 12 times the speed that they were previously.
Yes.
So this baby is just reach in, take out the baby. We will place the baby back momentarily.
This is coming out of your paycheck.
And then just switch baby brain with other brain, connect all the little pieces and whatnot, of which there, I suppose, really simply aren't there. Or maybe there are, but...
You're the doctor!
We're not doctors. We don't know how this works. This is our best guess for how medicine works. If you're a doctor, Yeah, be sure to shout us out on Twitter. Let us know how much we got right.
There's that one spot in the brainstem. That part is the connection part. That's what I've decided. Gotcha. That connects and that sort of fuses. There is 2 seconds left on the bombs, but apparently in making that connection, we have saved the entire Eastern Seaboard and also the Midwest, because apparently the Eastern Seaboard was also up for
explosion.
Demolition, apparently. Yes.
The patient will bolt up and take off the cucumbers. Mm-hmm. You've done it. And now I'm not just a woman who's forgotten her memories. I'm a boss lady, and my name is Claire, dammit. And you're all fired.
Yes, Claire. Come through, Claire. Also, Claire, I am so sorry that you cannot fire me. I have tenure.
And I own 15% of this hospital. And I know who is driving the truck, and I look up to Child Slasher, whatever you up in the gallery.
Damn it! Shit! Fuck!
That's
a perfect time to change scenes.
That is wonderful. Oh my god. That was inspired.
That was awesome.
It feels like we need to address the heart surgery with.
Oh, father, yeah.
Right?
Oh, the father.
Yeah, let's draw the card first and see.
We've had 3 surgery scenes.
Yeah, yeah. I think this will decide how the surgery went.
Mm-hmm.
This is a heart.
Oh, shit.
Nice. Oh, I mean, you can't get better than that.
So I think Papa is in the recovery room after he selected a heart and I performed the unnecessary transplant. And he's just coming through. Papa, do you hear my voice?
Snazzy. 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 Is that you?
Yes, Papa, I'm here.
Where am I?
You're recovering. The surgery. It was a success. How do you feel, Papa? How do you feel about me?
At this point, Bobby Triple J reaches out and grabs Snazzy's hand. And they make eye contact and says, "You are my child, and I am so proud of you."
Ha ha! I've got you! I didn't perform a surgery! You think I would waste a perfectly good human heart on you? I knew all along what was inside of you. You do love me, and now I have proof!
You have no proof. I'd never said that. No one heard it. Oh, no one heard it at all.
Did they? Jazzy?
Jazzy peeks around the corner with like a cell phone and is just recording the whole thing. Dad, you said you love Snazzy. We got it on tape.
The comments are going by. Oh, this idiot loves their gay children.
Oh my god.
Hearts and rainbows. Hearts and rainbows.
Oh, Papa, I love you too. Even if I did have to perform 3 surgeries in one day to trick you into thinking that you were capable of love.
And he kind of like, he like touches his chest to see if there was any incisions or anything. He's like, "Well, why does my chest hurt? There's like this feeling of like warmth and..."
Oh,
what is
we
that?
We did give you a tattoo that says, "I love my gay children." That was petty.
That was,
I recognize that.
Danny like setting up a heart attack plot line to like,
and then peels back the thing and it says, "I heart my gay son," with like little rainbows. And it's like, did you do this?
Yes, Father. You see, while I am a world-renowned heart surgeon, the real thing I need to come out to you as is a tattoo artist.
Well, shit, that's so much cooler than science.
You really think so, Papa?
Yeah, I'd totally tell my friends that you were a tattoo artist.
Jazzy, I think we should take a family photo.
Jazzy rolls her eyes and is just like, does Dad's tattoo say I love my gay sons?
As you know, both of our gender is fluid and ever changing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sons, parentheses she, her.
It's sons with a U as well.
Oh,
yeah, sons with a U.
Sons. Yes.
And then there's like two little happy faces in the sons. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's actually kind of avant-garde. I love that. And like comes over and takes a picture. And Jazzy at this point just kind of tosses her phone after she takes the picture and pulls Snazzy away and it's like, so like, what's this whole thing with you and Dad? Like, why do you need his approval?
Well, I guess I've been chasing after his approval my entire life, but there's only one person I care about how they think of me or how they see me. And that's you, Jazzy.
It's me, right?
Jazzy. Yeah, it's you. Yeah.
I knew it! There's literally nothing that I could ever do wrong for you to be mad at
Absolutely
me.
Absolutely not. Oh, we've always taken care of each other. We've never betrayed each other. You're the one person never. In this world I can trust.
The only person who's never fucked someone I used to love.
We've never done a parent trap or any sort of like switching identities. We've always been very sure to make sure we maintained our own authenticity.
Yeah.
And that's why I love you.
I love you too. Why don't you go do your powwow with Dad?
Maybe we'll go do a golf.
Ooh, that sounds very hetero. And Jazzy just like stomps off.
I think that's scene. That's it. I did it.
I did it.
Oh my god.
Fix my dad.
I wanted the dad to die so bad. But now he just has a gay tattoo, which is also fun.
I do believe there's a skin graft that needs to recur.
Yep.
Which also I think might mean a baby dolphin needs to. So, and it's one of those cute pink ones too from the
Amazon.
That's
the kind of dolphin that you need to use.
A Himalayan pink dolphin.
Mm-hmm. Himalayan pink dolphin. It has good vitamins and minerals in it.
It's healthier.
It's healthy. It's organic. I would love to do this scene with Dr. Daredevil because in Jazzy's mind, baby dolphin, OBGYN, probably the same thing. So, and also, Jazzy is very impressed with your camera presence on the gram. So, there might be a partnership.
Yes. All right. Drawing card. Oh, boy. This one is a spade.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Okay, so this is not going to go well. I don't know.
Ooh, my heart's racing.
All right, so it looks like here we've got, so you called me here to help with.
Yeah, you got to just take the skin off the baby dolphin. Aren't you a baby doctor?
I mean, a baby human. Not baby dolphin, but okay.
Dr. Daredevil,
guess.
I literally have TikToks boy. Of you swapping a baby's brain with a human. Like, what? Can you tell me you can't just graft a pink dolphin's tail all of a sudden?
I'm willing to try this because you know I'll try anything. But this might not go right. They might wind up with the flipper. Like, just straight up, they might have a flipper now.
I just need the skin.
I know.
Okay.
Transplant versus host.
Who knows? It might change something about them.
That's fine.
Okay. If you're sure, I just needed to warn you because honestly, like, the last time I did any sort of animal-to-human graft, absolutely, we wound up with the movie Cats, which I'm...
A masterpiece. You ended up with a masterpiece.
I'm Fair. To some, it was a masterpiece. To some, it was a war crime. And I am currently still waiting for that trial to be over. So this could go poorly. But we'll see. Let's give it a shot.
Another thing that you could give a shot is maybe while we're at the operating room, you can call me Snazzy for the day.
Yes.
I could.
You need to call me Snazzy for the day.
Okay, girl, I'll do that.
Also, I'm going to need like 30 minutes ahead of time to set up these cameras because this beautiful boy cannot know that I know about Instagram. So just pretend like I'm not me. That's fun, right?
We could always set this up in the Instagram studio, the Instagram operating theater.
Sponsored by Red Bull.
Sponsored by...
Well, I mean, because like all you then have to do is like plug the phone into that one central area, and then all of the cameras connected to it all simultaneously stream to the one thing. We set it up specifically for you, remember?
Yeah, but you know I like to just toss phones away. That's kind of my thing.
You can still do
I just
that?
Like to have 10 phones that are maybe recording or not. Anyways.
Just remember not to leave it in the abdomen again after that last
one.
That
was really good content.
That was one of the best lives that I think has ever happened. But also, like... For real, though, I don't know that I've ever learned more about the digestive tract, like, just in general. Like, it was better than, like, 6 months of med school, so...
Okay, Dr. Daredevil, I don't need to know about your life. Anyways, yeah, just do this, and I'll meet you in the other room. And it pans over, and I feel like the patient still has their beautiful red dress on.
It's a beautiful red hospital gown now.
I'm a huge fan of this.
He's
character.
Sitting on the operating table. His legs are crossed, and he's just like leaning on an arm. Snazzy. I've been waiting.
Me too. Snazzy, got this beautiful skin graft for you, and just kind of like lifts up this ham looking tail.
Oh god.
Can I feel it?
Can we feel it together?
And he just beckons you over.
And Jazzy kind of saunters over. Is Dr. Daredevil close by?
I think Dr. Daredevil is like on the other side of the operating theater glass. And there's a pane of glass. Which has also fogged up the heat and the chemistry between these two is palpable. So, you know, it's steamed up immediately. We have I personally have no idea how well this is going to go because I can't see anything. So I'm casually giving you directions throughout the thing. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to place it there,
Dr. Daredevil, we're trying to essentially touch this pink tail together first. Can you...
Okay. I'm checking the gram post.
Yeah, Instagram. And then... Oh, were we about to touch this tail together?
Just bring your beautiful little troll face over here, and I think they just dive in and start making out hard. Oh, I've missed your touch. I've missed your face. I've missed your beautiful mind. I can't hold it back anymore. Snazzy Finkers, I love you.
The doors open and you just see Snazzy like drops a heart. What? What?
I've always loved you, Snazzy.
What is this?
I loved you too.
Jazzy?
I'm sorry, who the fuck is this? I'm sorry, we're doing a surgery in here. You're gonna have to come back later. I'm about to get railed.
I am the one that rails.
For a surgery?
I rail you. I'm Snazzy.
I don't think so. You don't look like someone I'd want to rail me. You look like a beautiful sculpted piece of marble. I want a little troll man.
Jazzy.
They want it more.
Jazzy, are you? How could you? How could you?
Wait, Jazzy?
I think I caught amnesia from that one boss baby person.
Well, today I got a father, but I lost a twin, and I run out crying.
Is someone going to rail my hand back together, or what's happening?
If you let me, I will. Or I guess I could go see...
I am really worked up right now. I kind of feel like I need to be railed, so somebody...
Well, let's... Okay, here's... Hold on, and then pulls out a phone. Well, we can rail, I'll fix your hand, and then I gotta go see what's wrong.
Oh my god, hurry up! I just confessed my love!
And then this troll body just hops onto this Gertie-looking thing, and it fades to black.
What in the Jerry Springer hell just happened? I'm living. I love this. Again, peak television. This is
absolutely
the best show.
I think we're ready for our epilogues.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Oof.
Oh, God. Hoochow. Okay. oh, no. So, right. So we have to tally these up, don't we?
Yeah, I lost pretty hard. Which is appropriate.
How do you score them?
You take the value of the black cards that were pulled, and you weigh them against the value of the red cards that were pulled.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we only got red cards.
I'm the only one who got a black card, which was much higher than my red card, so...
I am intrigued to know how that...
Yeah, how does the epilogue sort itself out? Like, what are you...
So, now that we know whether it's positive or negative, we can just narrate a scene that sort of shows off like where our character ended up, sets up their next plot line.
Well, I think the mid-season finale is usually like around Christmas, so maybe this is the Christmas episode. Where we pick
so,
up.
Santa Baby, Please Come Home is playing in the background. And that is a mashup. That is a mashup of Santa Baby and...
Santa Baby and Baby, Please Come Home.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I was sitting here for a second. I was like, wait a minute.
Hey everyone, this is your editor Tracy. Just hopping in here real quick to say that both of those songs are super copyrighted, and you're just gonna have to have some generic Christmas music. Enjoy.
So, we open the interior of a prison in like in the middle of like lunch, and we can see former Dr. Huckamule Kid Cutter. This sucks. It's fucking stupid. I just got arrested and sent to prison immediately because I killed a couple dozen kids and also drove a Mack truck into a coffee shop and hit a pregnant woman so hard that she switched memories with her baby. That's fucking unfair. It's because America is full of liberals who are too weak to forgive someone for accidentally killing a couple dozen kids and hitting a pregnant woman with a Mack truck so hard that she switches memories with her unborn baby.
Be the Sean Hannity you want to see in the world.
Oh, God. Part of me feels like that was on the phone to somebody.
Yeah. I'm on the phone with a Republican senator who speaks in the other end. All right, I really need you to shut up. You got to shut up. I'm trying to tell you, you've just been appointed Surgeon General of the United States.
Oh my God, sinister!
It's that prison to national appointee pipeline. You know,
just that. Ooh, that hits very hard. I appreciate that.
It's a perfect mid-season twist.
Oh my God.
So, and it's not a bad ending for Kid Cutter. It's a bad ending for the world.
I think Snazzy is like at a Christmas tree in their like a beautiful apartment, you know, you get like the skyline of Ohio in the background. And
it's shot in Toronto, so this is a Toronto.
And
there's a lot of Ohio accoutrement.
They you know, pick up a present, a present marked like Dad. They sort of look at it and smile, and they turn and they see like Jazzy and the unnamed ex-patient sort of sitting at their kitchen island. They go over and both twins kiss the patient on the cheek. They both hand the patient a little box and they say, Merry Christmas. These are from both of us. And they open up to reveal two diamond rings.
Oh my god.
Well, I do have two hands.
One of them is a dolphin flipper.
Yeah,
yeah, one of them looks like a dolphin.
And we can see out the window in the background there is a billboard that's an advertisement for a watch, for a and flipper. It is fitted over a flipper, as that just happened to be like the new trend is Himalayan pink.
We like cheers flipper. Champagne glasses, and I say, well, Jazzy, we were always very good at sharing.
I know that's right.
Oh,
jeez Louise.
This is so precious. Please cut to Dr. Daredevil just in front of a tribunal.
Oh my god.
Because we are dealing with the fact that there have now been two animal-human hybrid beings being made, both of which are war crimes. Now...
Yeah, that's the... tricky thing about that is the war crime. It's like the risk.
But because this goes positively, they're about to be hired to perform more of these. They went so stunningly well. I mean, the cat's one was arguably... It was not intended that the patients just suddenly lose their buttholes. That was not in fact intended. That is simply what happened. So, oops, whatever.
We here at the American Medical Tribunal, reviewing your work, have realized that it has a great potential to treat the needy perverts of America and transform them into singing, dancing cats that introduce themselves.
Absolutely, and I humbly accept the offer of the research stipend so that I may conduct more of these experiments and more of these wonderful creations.
Your country thanks you, and the people who dream of one day being a horny cat-human hybrid that has skin that feels like it's also clothes, thanks you.
Some say, why not cure cancer? I say, what about the perverts?
What about hot cats?
I'm just giving the people what they deserve. I have nothing more to add to that.
That's that. I think that was heartbeats.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Which will return after the holiday break.
Whether you want it to or not.
I love this game. I love this game on a level that I don't know that I could fully articulate. This is the most deranged thing I have ever done in my whole life.
I love it. I think it came out really great.
Iconic.
Every scene was a delight. I can't thank you all enough for playing with me. This was so much fun. And heroes, if you like this, you can pick this game up right now, along with 39 other great games in the Ultimate Micro RPG book.
Woohoo!
This episode of One Shot features music from the following artists: Supernatural Sky by Dreamwave, Anna's Theme by Scott Buckley, High Anxiety by Philip Mount, Cool Vibes by Kevin MacLeod, Terminus by Scott Buckley, Felicity by Scott Buckley, Soul on Fire by DeMarcus Van Buren, and Christmas Overture, also by Scott Buckley. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Tracy Barnett. You can find more of their work online, anywhere, at The Other Tracy.
Well, heroes, that's it for One Shot this week, but don't worry. We'll be back next week with episode 420 of One Shot as we present the game Danksgiving. In the meantime, be sure to check out some of the other amazing One Shot shows here on the One Shot Network.
Like All My Fantasy Children. All My Fantasy Children is a character creation, world building, and storytelling podcast powered by you. Each week, best friends Aaron Catano Saez and Jeff Stormer take a listener submitted prompt and, using some of their favorite tabletop RPGs, create an original fantasy character. Along the way, they populate a shared universe one story at a time. They share laughs, stories, and verbal hugs along the way.
As always, we end One Shot with a call to action. Heroes, I'd like to urge you to go out and call your representatives. Calling a representative is a great way to directly advocate for an issue. It's a way that many elected officials keep a temperature of what their constituents are looking for, and because not many people do it, an individual caller can make a huge difference. When I call my representatives, I use a site called 5calls.org. That's the number 5calls.org. There you can find a list of issue summaries from around the country, along with contact information for your reps and scripts to read while you're on the phone to help you get your message across. Calling is quick, and it can make a vital difference. Thanks, heroes.
As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest One Shot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at GameMaster@OneShotPodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes. In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Star Wall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.